This week is episode number 3. I keep it real. I keep it true, ladies. Sup, Girl Circle Nation. I'm your host, Nina Babel, and you're listening to the Keep It 100 Girl podcast. Remember, I keep it real. I keep it true. And on my podcast, we overshare. So this show is dedicated to empowering women of all ages, right? So if you don't know your worth or even your power throughout your life, you're in the right place. Because I'm going to be talking about cool, relatable TMI moments that happen to us women on a regular. So I'm going to be starting by going way back, right? From puberty right down to the M train. Real women, they're going to give their real advice on this podcast. It's going to be a handbook full of self-care mantras dedicated to all of you who are too shy, nervy, or embarrassed to ask all those sensitive, girly questions about love, sex, dating, or even your sexual health. Yep, I'm going to give you that muscle power that all of you need to make informed decisions in real life, and the difference is with confidence. And you're going to even walk away understanding your body a whole lot better. By the end of this giant sleepover, I want you to say this: OMG, that was so me, or that is totally her. I want you to laugh. I want you to be able to relate to everything that's being said. So what makes me different? Number one, think of me as your go-to girlfriend. I celebrate embarrassment, but I use a sassy but classy TMI approach. Now, some of you are going to feel embarrassed and exposed, but shoot, we're going to have fun, girl. There's nothing to be ashamed of. And for you prudish ones, yeah, you're the ones that find it disgusting when girls talk a lot about their experiences because you feel it should be kept private between friends and not publicized. Not here. Sadly, the majority of women, they still feel embarrassed when they are in need. And I want to change that mindset. My hand is raised. How about you? Are you guys ready to tell the truth? Nothing but the truth? You're listening to the Keep It 100 Girls Show with Nina Babel. I keep it 100. I keep it real and true. I'm not one size fits all either, and neither are my stories. Real women, real advice. This podcast is based on my upcoming book theme, What Your Mother Didn't Tell You, But Your Girlfriend Did. Remember, one rule of my podcast is we overshare. You're going to learn what women are thinking but not saying out loud, because we celebrate the shame and embarrassing moments of being a woman. So don't be weirded out either, because there's no sick factor to it, nothing to be grossed about, or even ashamed. It just takes education, it takes conversation, and the more that we talk about it at all stages and ages, this stigma that hangs over our head, it's going to eventually fade away. So last week, we talked about sticky and gross evidence in our underwear. And I'm laughing because this is where some of you are going to feel embarrassed or exposed. So in case you missed it, go back to episode 2 and check it out. But on today's episode, we're bringing you some hotline bling shade. In this edition, we're talking about what we all know too well as ex-boyfriends or those go-to boos out there. All those exes who you know, like they own a piece of your heart, no matter how long ago it was, whether it was 2 days, a week, 3 years, 10, 20. And you just kind of replay in your mind the spontaneous times you both were there for each other.
Yeah. They typically don't end well, I feel like.
You're right.
Because it usually ends up with one of you starts dating someone else, one of you thinks it's something it isn't. You know what I mean? Like that. It's that, like, there's always some type of awkward out.
Mm-hmm. Or you know what? It's the jealous ones, right?
Yeah.
So when you move on, then that's when they start paying more attention.
Mm-hmm. But it's this weird dynamic because they don't really like you because they like you. They like you because you're moving away. Yes. You know what I'm saying? Because now you're starting to pull and they're like, oh, and it's the pursue and the chase and the pursue and the chase. But it doesn't start under good energy. So then it never really progresses into a place where everybody's happy.
And once they had access to you, but mm-hmm. now they don't.
Mm-hmm.
That access is gone. So it makes guys stir crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just really blunt about things. So like when I had a booty call in college, like, and then he kind of started dating a girl. He's like, I don't know if we should continue this because I really like her. And I was like, no, like, I'm happy. I was genuinely, like, happy for him. Like, you know, find a nice girl. And then I thought about it. I was like, damn, what now?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like, you gotta find another one. But who do I call on Friday?
Right. Yeah. I need a new hotline bling.
Right. I was like, that just seems like too much work. Yeah. Like, it was all working out so nicely. I mean,
you had a schedule going.
Yeah, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Stress reliever.
Like, I'm genuinely happy for you. I'm not jealous. It's not me, like, getting emotional. It's just, you kind of ruined my little situation I had going on. It's kind of
funny. Right. Calls have a shelf life.
Yeah, they do.
They do or should, and they should.
They should.
They should.
Mm-hmm.
But you know.
Much to your regret.
I guess.
Yeah.
But let's take it a step further. Let's be real. Most exes, you know, they're jealous, especially if you were the heartbreaker. They're not only missing your bling, but in fact, they're not only missing that bling, but they know you're not a phone call away anymore. Oh gosh, it makes them mad, real mad. They trip, especially when they see or hear about you flaunting yourself, whether it's on social media, whether it's through the same circle of mutual friends, and whether it's one of their guy friends who saw you, right?
You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love.
For those of you that are single as a dollar bill or been single, I know somewhere in those archives, you can relate to hotline bling, because either you were being blinged, you blinged, or you were just a victim.
But there's different levels of hotline bling. I call them situationships. And so there's bling where you have that ex that you just can't get rid of. Mm-hmm. You know, whether it's 6 months, a year that passes, and he still has, like, some real estate right here.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have, you know, a recently broken up relationship and just can't get him out of your system. And you, whenever he calls, whenever you call, it's just convenient.
Mm-hmm. Convenience place to get me.
And then, you know, the whole genesis around hotline bling, it's like, it's a booty call, right? And there's signs of hotline bling. Like if a guy's calling you after a certain time of the night, then you know. Or if you only hear from him, like I have a girlfriend, that's all she wants because she's has a young child. The father's not involved in her life. And so her time is limited. So it's a mutual thing between her and her guy. He comes over whenever. And they do their thing, and she's like, you know, there's no responsibilities. And that works for her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there's the convenient hotline bling.
Mm-hmm.
But, so those are just, I just wanted to kind of set the stage. And was just curious, you mentioned that you're confessed to the convenient. I've certainly been there with the convenient, and I've had a long-term relationship on and off that, you know, has been there forever.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to, like, always push it away because it's, like, that's where you're weak and that's where you're vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if you guys have ever had that in your life.
Who, me?
Yeah. Most girls had one.
Oh, well, okay, now here's the thing. Hotline bling being mutual or hotline bling where...
Whatever your situation is.
Okay, well,
don't prescribe to. I'm just laying out the different scenarios.
That's the subject. Okay, well, I had, before it was called hotline bling, there was this guy that I was way more interested in him.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't obvious because it was a hotline bling in different cities.
Oh.
I was in Philadelphia. he was in Chicago, and so we met on the plane. And I was like, oh my God, this guy is amazing. But it didn't really kind of come to me because we would see each other, you know, when I was in Chicago or if he was in Philadelphia. And so it was going on and kind of on and on. But then it wasn't really progressing. And, you know, and I wanted it to progress because this is cool and all, but I'm amazing, you're amazing, it could be more. And so I'm telling one of my coworkers, who's a guy and who's gay, and he was like, that sounds like a booty call to me. I was like, no.
Didn't even realize you're in a booty call.
And then I was like, oh, maybe it is. So,
but you're setting it up.
Yes, but I'm participating in my own kind of hot, but I didn't know. And I was like,
you're okay, like, so, I'm developing a relationship.
Yes.
JK.
So let's go into each situation, right? First one is, don't blame me. Hotline bling is when an ex-boyfriend or girlfriend calls their ex and begs them back or asks for their love again. Hotline bling is always bittersweet, always for one person in particular, or it could be mutual. But for those of you not hit with the urban term, or maybe English is not your first language, I'm going to break it down some more for you. So bling refers to a guy you love hearing from, and he shines like you have this forever spot for him, and it really hurts more when you're heartbroken. And you're vulnerable. That's the underlying feeling. He misses you. You miss him. But the thing is, he misses the good girl that has seemed to change or switched up from how he remembered. Because that's what happens to us women. Once you do what's wrong, it's like you just flip the switch and we change. You guys don't change over time, but we change. And he still wants you to call him. He wants you to say you miss him. And he probably, the end result is he wants you to come over. So metaphorically speaking, bling refers to those lights on your phone that light up when a dude calls you because he's thirsty as fuck at night, wanting your poom poom. So the hotline part is the one-on-one sex hotline you both had going while you were together, or even not together, otherwise known as phone sex. You have a direct line to the goods, girl. Your former booty call is moving on with his or her life. Are we just supposed to stay in that booty call box until you put deuces on us while you're moving on to something better? You're trying to me look like a bad person for enjoying my life. I'm a good girl and you know it. How many of you gave in and invited him to come over to your crib or go over to his? The makeup sex thing after it's over, you're staring at the same face and you realize problems are still there. They're still the same though. While your legs are wrapped around his waist and you're like, no more, I can't do this. Sound familiar? Okay, situation number two, the ouch effect. So what this means is this is the period post-breakup where we're angry. And all we want to do is inflict pain towards your now ex-boyfriend. Do you feel me? But be careful, because this is when guys will try to guilt themselves back into your good graces. Especially, oh my God, if they know they're wrong and they did you wrong, oh yeah. So when we're in rare ouch effect form, we're going to make you pay. Oh yeah. And say you wish, because now we're enjoying our newfound freedom and making your ass regret it every single moment. It's in our DNA. In fact, our post-breakup DNA. We're just naturally vengeful beings. And we could be 10 times that bitch you never thought or imagined we could be. Just like in the song. We love to make you guys so jelly, so gel. And I think the easiest way to do that is to get under someone to get over another, right? So we like to shack up with somebody, you know, not literally under the sheets, but at least whether it's go out on a date in public and hope that we are seen One person is always hurt, right? They're unable to move on because they're still basking in those memories, no matter how hard it is to see your ex having fun. So now we've moved on. And even though we don't really want to be with you, it's just knowing your ex wants to be with you that gives you the upper hand, right? You feel like it's a major ball in your court. And we know how to selfie that shit up when we're ready. We want to make you guys feel it like real bad. And men hate it when women do that to them. It's your classic rubbing the salt in the wounds. I know you're mad, but so what? I wish you the best of luck. And now I'm about to throw them deuces up. Yeah, your ex is upset that you've bounced back. You've got your life together, girl, and you're making new friends. In all seriousness, was I supposed to update you every single time I made a new friend? Mm-mm. Remember, we don't hang with no regulars. Your ex is not just upset that you're with someone else. He's upset because you're happy, full stop, period. It's crazy when a man goes public or even face to face makes you feel bad for growing, changing, and moving on after a breakup. Let that shit go. Situation number three, don't be a holla back girl. Some hotline blings, okay, I'll admit, never go away. You know there's always one. Whether it's a week, a month, year, 5, 10, 20 years. It's all about those exes who still own a piece of you and your heart. They just never leave. It's a post-breakup thing. It's all about the person who you can't get over, even though you know deep down inside you got to. Mentally and emotionally, you've got to get over them. But you got to remember, guys like to pee and mark their territories over and over, despite how hard you move on. And that hotline bling that never goes away, he's that ex that can be so aggravating. Because every time he calls you, he's always talking about, I know your man ain't home. Or he's wondering where he is. Or he's trying to be genuine by asking about him. Or he's asking around your friends. The whole bending backwards thing, it's none of your business whether I'm in the backwoods, the bedroom, or his house, dude. But true story, I do have an ex who owns my heart to this day. Not like 100% of the time, but it's that 80-20 rule, right? That you learn about in college. 20% of his shit still fucks with my mind, but 80% doesn't. And you know, they find ways to break your achy, breaky heart over and over. That's why you gotta leave it alone. Cause this ninja, he married someone else, like literally weeks, months after we broke up. And I didn't learn of it firsthand either. That's what made it even more distressing. Someone in his circle broke the news to me and felt like I should know. I was like, bring it. It was so on. In fact, after he got married, he told me he would always be jealous. And he would silently stalk me. When I say silently, like I would hear about it for other people. In fact, one time he was sitting outside my apartment and watched me go in. And as soon as I got upstairs, he was ringing my doorbell because I was walking to the door with a guy. All the time he would just track me down via his internal GPS. And the funny thing is, 12 years later, he's now divorced. But I need to set him free. You know that saying, if you let them go and if they come back, it was meant to be? Oh, no. Let him go, and if he comes back, it's because nobody wants him. Situation number four. So the whole genesis, right, the origin of a hotline bling, this is how we do. Before even listening to this song by Drake, two thoughts came to my mind. One is this is the classical sign of a booty call, right? It's just the modern day term for a booty call. And then two, it's the feelings of withdrawal you get after a booty call breakup. You both miss that Hotline Bling spontaneity. The sex hotline for your boo or your chick is no longer in service. Your phone isn't ringing anymore, and you go through that kind of withdrawal. No texts, no calls, no voice notes. Don't lose sight of the fact that guys date multiple women.
Unfortunately, it's slightly sad. One of his friend's friends passed in Philadelphia, and so all of them were coming to support from Chicago. And so he didn't want to stay at the hotel with all of them, so he's like, can you crash at my apartment? I'm like, sure, no problem. But because it wasn't going anywhere, I was going to see this other guy who it was kind of just starting. So I was like, I'll leave, we'll just call him D. Leave D in the apartment, you know, I'll go have my date in Jersey, and then I'll drive back to Philly.
Yeah.
So that's what I did. So, you know, after everything is all over at the funeral, they're all hanging out like in the hotel, like a pretty nice hotel. So he's like professional and they're, you know, making really good amounts of money.
Yeah.
So they're all hanging out. Well, there's this one guy that my friend D didn't like, but he was a barber, but his into the group was that he knew all the ball players and he cut their hair or whatever. So that was his kind of connect, whatever. But they hated each other. They hated each other. So he's like, Erica, why don't you come to the hotel and like hang out with us? So, you know, I get all dolled up, you know, of course, I guess he wants to show me off or whatever. So he's like, yeah, you know, come on. So we're just hanging. And so I don't need a whole lot. So I'm just watching the football game. And so he's hanging with his friends and his arch enemy is like kind of behind us. And so he comes up and then we're watching the football game on TV. He's like, yeah, you know, when we were down in Jacksonville, that team plays right by the Riverwalk where we went and rode bikes. You told me not to come to Jacksonville. He's like, no, you remember when we were in Jacksonville? I said, no, you asked me not to come because you were going to be working and you thought I was going to be bored there by myself. And this, the look on his face where he realized that he had messed up, and I was a Bunsen burner blue flame. The heat was radiating off me. You could tell. It was like somebody had pulled the needle off the record. And so he's like, Erica, please get me. Get out of here, because his arch rival had like an ear all in our conversation, and he didn't want it. He got me out of that hotel so fast, and we argued all the way home to my apartment.
Oh my God.
And yeah, I was like, and that's when everything came to a head, and I was like, okay, it's like, you just tell me, what is this? Because I'm not doing this anymore. And we just went back and forth. And then he had this whole song and dance. It's like, oh, I just think you're a dynamic woman. But when I was in college, I got engaged. And then we had to break up. And it was the hardest thing I ever had to do. You know, and so like, yeah, exactly. The world's tiniest violin.
Right.
And so that scarred me from ever really being able to commit, because I had to go to her parents and tell her. And I never wanted that. And I was just like, whatever. And okay, so girl talk. I was mad because I can't have angry sex. That's another topic.
That's a great
people
topic.
People can do it. Erica can't. So I cannot do it. And I have been planning to turn it out. Because I
like
not.
Makeup sex and angry sex?
I don't care what it is.
Depends on your mood.
Okay. I have never had angry sex in my whole entire life. Because if I am angry, then there needs to be a 3 feet radius around me. Just so other people don't get injured.
Yes.
And so then I was just like, okay. So now I'm mad. But then I wanted to have this sex with him. And we just talked out. Because, I'm sorry, he was like really good. But then I was like, on GP, I cannot have sex with him. So we ended up talking the whole night. There was no sex because, you know, we were just all talking and just getting it all out on the table. And the next day he flew back and I called him. I was like, you know what? I'm getting off this merry-go-round. I can't. We're done here.
Wow.
We'll just be friends, whatever. So that was, long story short, that's how my booty call is. my city-to-city booty call came to a head because, guys, a woman would have never made this mistake. Was like, yeah, that was when we were down there in Jacksonville on the Riverwalk.
Confused. Yeah. We don't slip up like that.
Hit me, girl. Yeah. We do not. I was sitting there thinking.
Yeah. We don't slip up like that.
No, a woman would have never made that mistake.
No.
Never. We are too smart for that. And I was like, I can't even believe it. But now I have to tear the club up, and I was planning to get some.
While he's going through his withdrawal, trust, he's texting another cutie, a hot girl, and even her single friend. At this time, he feels left out because he's no longer in your zone. The girl that has his heart is you. You just keep ignoring the shit out of him all day. Oh, guys, you know, if you want to get to a guy quick, they hate silence. They can't deal. Situationship number 5. No strings. Because that's what it's about. Hotline bling is convenient. It's convenient hotline bling. By design.
I think, though, there are some women that that's just their way of life. Whether they even choose to mess with a married guy. Mm-hmm. And that's her hotline bling. And that's there. He's obviously he's comfortable because he has the best of both worlds. Okay. And yeah, she's comfortable.
Mm-hmm. If she doesn't want more, if not trying to.
That's like,
that's
messy.
A whole nother
topic.
Yes.
Uh-huh. That's just always when things get messy.
No strings attached. Some women and men, they're okay with it, especially if they lead busy lives. Maybe they've been divorced and don't want to get into a relationship. I know a girl who was booty calling at her convenience. It worked both ways. Neither wanted a relationship. It was mutual. She used to call on him late at night when she needed his loving, and vice versa. Why don't you listen to her story?
I'm 40, so he's really just about, I don't want a relationship right now, and he stays that way. Like, he ain't changing.
Right.
And he presented it just like that. I don't want a relationship. Whatever happens is sex.
Right.
And even in a year, I think I've created some kind of relationship thing with Andrew in my head just so I can accommodate the sex. But this is my first sexual experience where there is no relationship. But in my head, I have created a relationship, even though he's not participating, just to justify giving him sex.
Is that the frustrating part you mentioned? Like you said, it's frustrating and it's exciting, this new...
Yeah, it's frustrating because I feel out of my norm. But then it's exciting because the relationship part doesn't exist. I feel like I can do whatever I want to him or say whatever. And it's like, you fucking deal with it or you just don't.
Right.
Do you want sex or not?
Right.
I say things to Andrew that I would never say to somebody in a relationship. Example, what I'm trying to say is, like, I will accuse him of things or I don't think I've ever held off sex, but I would just get attitudes with him. And I'm like, whatever, and blah, blah, blah. And the whole thing is, I don't care because in the next sentence, I go, are you coming over now or should I wait? Are we going to wait till tomorrow instead? Because it's so separated. There's no relationship. So I could just be nasty bitch. And it's like, whatever. We're going to have sex, right? And it makes the sex more exciting because we're pissed at each other.
Right.
So it's kind of weird.
But then those are the kind of balls, too, you wish you had in a relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you would think now that I've learned this new skill that in relationships that come up, I could apply them. Nope.
You go back to pleasing, fixing.
Yeah. Right. That would be William, one of my favorite cousins who's older than I am, who's married to a great man. Great man. But I understand now that I'm older that he's boring. Funny. He's a great man. But I understand now that I've been around him with her. He's boring. She wants excitement. So anytime we go to Jamaica, she gets excitement. And everybody seems so disgusted, like, Jackie, what are you doing? Da, da, da. And now I understand she just wants to be free and be, you know, I'm sure her husband sexually loves her, but she wants to be liberated and feel like she's just like somebody wants her and there's nothing attached to it. Like, that's how it is with Andrew. It's like, I'm sure you've had those non-relationships. It's different. It's not the same. The responsibilities attached to it is not there. So you're allowed to be liberated. And after the sex is over and he leaves, he's off your mind. You're back onto whatever you were doing.
See,
I don't have to worry if Andrew calls me tomorrow. I don't even care.
Right. In my prime, in my 20s, that was my attitude. Like, I don't need you. I have an agenda. And, you know, I got what I need. And if I call you, I call you. And if I don't, if you do, if we hook up, that's fine. But, yeah, I wasn't about relationship unless, like, you had my heart to that degree. But now it's the reverse. It's like, I don't want to roll that way. But I'm more on the relationship level. And, you know, before I'd have a backup plan or, you know, I'd make it known that if you fuck up, trust and believe.
There's always somebody to take your place.
Exactly.
Well, see, I'm the reverse of you. And remember, I married so young, so I was always on the relationship track. Right. So now that I think Bailey incorporates so much of my life and I have a relationship, yes, I want one, but they're so much harder in this area, but I have needs. I'm more on the need track sometimes, but I still stand by that. I would prefer a relationship over sex.
Okay.
I do.
Okay.
Plan B.
Remember that Hotline Bling only means one thing. In most cases, it's for selfish reasons. And it's not a positive move for both sides. When you decide to break up with your man, chuck up the deuces and be gone with the wind.
Keeps it real and true. She keeps it 100. Girl, that's right. Think of her as your go-to girlfriend. No filter, real girlfriend advice. She dishes on you what your mother didn't tell you, but your girlfriend did.
If you enjoy this podcast, girls, like it and share it with your friends. How about you? Are you struggling to get out of a Hotline Bling situation that's making it harder and harder to move on? Girl, I know. I've been there. The Girl Circle also wants to hear about it. You could do two things. Either you could email me, ask@ninababel.com, or you could go to my web URL, www.ninababel.com/podcast, to post your comment. Come on. Why not take this to the comments and let's brainstorm together. Anybody that has any questions, I want you to write in to ask@ninababel.com. Or if it's easier, just head on over to ninababel.com and subscribe for my updates. New episodes of the Keep It 100 Girl podcast come out every Tuesday. Give me some love, Girl Circle. Please go download every Tuesday. Know that you matter and your stories matter. Subscribe, tell two friends, and so on. Check my vids on YouTube by typing in Nina Babel. You could also find Nina on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at NINABABEL. Again, thanks for listening to the Keep It 100 Girl podcast. Do me a fave, 2 minutes tops. Once you've had a chance to listen to my podcast, check out my iTunes page for a clickable link in the description for you to rate and review this podcast. Are you stuck? I'd love to know your feedback, so head on over to the comments section of my blog, www.ninababel.com/girlcirclemedia. I would love to know what you think. Even better, give me 5 smackaroos. That's right, 5 bright shining stars. Oh, and don't forget to subscribe to the Keep It 100 Girl podcast so you never, ever, ever miss one of my episodes. Tune into next week's episode where I'm going to give you the real on what your mother didn't tell you, but your girlfriend did. Learn what myths, half-truths, and scare tactics that mom loved to use to scare us straight. Learn how these women turned a negative into a positive. I look forward to hearing your mother friggin' real stories, comments, and feedback. Thanks for listening, girl!